For some, this widening of the net is just symptomatic of the way the pharmaceutical industry is moving.
From about 20 years ago or so, they moved from trying to produce drugs that treated real illnesses to drugs that treated risk factors.
Even those who soundly believe in the benefits of statins are wary of how medicine is changing.
In decades gone by, you'll be assessed by your doctor. You tell him your symptoms, you do the examinations, you do the lab tests, and then you get the prescription, and only then. Whereas now the idea seems to be that, well, you're alive, you're breathing, you're 52, you better start taking a statin to lower your cholesterol level. Not because it's good for you, but because it's good for everybody, and you are part of everybody. Now, that must be a drug company's dream. Because if you've got a pill that's not designed to treat sick people, but a pill that's designed for everybody,